Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This golf talk has gotten Joe a lot of invitations over the years, and there's another one from one of my friends, Alex. He says, Joe, he's listening to the show. He's driving to the airport. And if you want to go to Naples, he'll host you. He's a very good golfer.
This is incredible,
yeah,
Bob.
And how about that? So I could set you up. And I'm just disappointed Alex did not include me in this. It was just you, only you.
A week from Sunday.
Yes.
Or a week from Saturday. Either one, I'm game. Can you give me his number?
I certainly will.
Or, yeah, give him my number.
I have no need for it anymore. He doesn't invite me anywhere, so I'm going to take your strategy. I'm going to start begging.
Wow. All right. I'm set for a nice weekend. But so are we this weekend, Bob, and Limits, with a schedule of NFL games. And I don't know. There's probably one event that I like better than this weekend in all of sports during our sports calendar here in America, and that's the beginning of the NCAA tournament, March Madness, right? Obviously. Second to that, some people may prefer the wild card round. I thought the wild card round, by and large, was as boring as the first round of the college football playoff. This is the round, Bob. We have four games. They're all good. How do you guys feel about that? What's the greatest time in American sports? The beginning of March Madness? This? The Masters? What is it for you, Bob?
Well, I mean, the Masters is always, but there's stuff going on during the Masters as well. Normally, there's some playoff action, whether it be hockey or something else. So I think this is great. And if you ask anyone who works in Vegas at one of these casinos, and you will find that this weekend, just because there are two games each day, it's full of, and they're good competitive games. People will fly from all over to go to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah.
And their number of places fill up quickly because of it. So they would probably tell you this is it.
The two that stand out most to me are March Madness with the heart of NBA and NHL really heating up in October. October is number one for me because you have the World Series, the NFL is getting going, and the very start of the NHL and the NBA schedule. And college football.
Well, the matchups are these. Houston at Kansas City, Washington at Detroit on Saturday. Then the Rams at the Eagles, man, on Sunday at 3 p.m., followed by the Ravens and Bills at 6:30 p.m. I think it's one of the great quarterback matchups ever in terms of how good they are, number one, but how spectacular both guys are, number two. It's an all-time quarterback matchup. So let me ask you this. I'll ask both of you fine gentlemen this after I tell people that it's 11:49, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Which coach among everybody coaching this weekend, Bob, is under the brightest spotlight, maybe the most pressure to win this weekend? Which guy?
The most pressure of any quarterback or in that
coach.
Coach.
Bob was distracted for a moment.
Ding, ding, ding. This is another thing.
I hope I'm distracted. Yes, yeah, because you're helping
me. No, it's another person.
What?
This is from Kevin Shields. You know Kevin, right?
I know Kevin.
Tell him I will give him 3 swing driver challenges and fix him for his trip. He's endured so much as a Bills fan. I can't stand the thought anymore of torture. So he wants to help you from your life of torture. So look at this.
Incredible.
I'm going to start using this tactic.
Tell him I'll meet him at RMU.
You heard that, Kevin. Okay, now what was the question?
And that's the guy I met in the hallway when I just saw you. And I said, Kevin is one I always see that guy.
He is one of the best golfers locally that you're going to find. He is. We have a lot of good young golfers out there. His son, by the way, was drafted by the Kansas City Royals right after the Pirates passed on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What position?
Pitcher, left-hand pitcher. Really good one.
Man, we all want our kids to be left-handed pitchers, don't we?
Yep. And so, yeah, he's a really good teacher, too. So you should take advantage of this.
I will.
Now you're going to end up being a much better golfer with more access than I ever had. I can't believe this is happening.
That's the goal. Which coach, Bob, is under the brightest spotlight this weekend?
Of all the games?
Yeah, of all 4 games. I'm going to tell you who I think it is.
Just hold on. Let me just think about this.
Okay.
All right, so Kansas City, no. Houston, I don't expect much from them. I'm going to say Sean McDermott.
So am I. But you know who's pretty much equal to him is Harbaugh. Is it McDermott or Harbaugh? Like, which guy? They're both in such similar positions.
Well, because McDermott hasn't won yet, I think it's more on him.
You're right. But Harbaugh hasn't won with Lamar.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I think it's McDermott. I think if Sirianni loses, then people are going to want his job, as crazy as that is. People in Philly are going to be calling for his job if he loses at home to the Rams. So I think him, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be good for Dan Campbell to lose at home with all this hype to Washington, but I think that Sean McDermott is the guy here under the most pressure at home to at least get back to the AFC title game. And man, one of these years, somebody other than Mahomes has got to win a Super Bowl out of the AFC, right?
You would think, although they're sitting pretty once again. All this rest. I wonder about all the rest with Mahomes, though. This has been a long time since he's thrown a football in a game. Yeah. Although with him, I don't.
Do you think Houston is capable of going in there and winning?
I would say no, but it wouldn't surprise me, I guess, just because Stroud has the ability.
Yes.
But I'm not seeing it on the road, no. I still have visions of that 31-2 thumping they took at the hands of the Ravens in my head, fresh.
I know, but I also, the game before that, it was the game before that, they played the Chiefs evenly. They lost by a score, 27-19.
That's how the Chiefs play every game.
Right. Well, what if they play this game?
Tell the Steelers.
Yeah.
What if they play this game that way? That game was 24-19 late in the fourth quarter. And here's the thing about Houston is that they have some talent and speed on defense, Bob, particularly in their secondary. God bless you.
God bless you, Bob.
My God.
Thank you. That was loud.
I really like them at this point. I think they may have found something in that game last week. And here's the other thing about them. They were a weird team this year. They had some bad losses, but they beat Buffalo.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Houston beat Buffalo 23-20. they went down to the wire with Detroit 26-23, and you just saw them win their playoff game and hammer the Chargers. So here's the thing that I would say about them. They're capable. This is not just a wild puncher's chance, you know, maybe they'll connect on one. They just went to Kansas City and played with them toe to toe. I think Kansas City's going to win, but I expect a good game. Limits?
Sirianni, to me, the path is there for Philadelphia to go to the Super Bowl. Like, I think Detroit's going to go, but they are battered on defense. And with the offense that Philadelphia has, the best offensive line, defensive line combo in the NFL, Saquon Barkley could argue he's the MVP. If Nick Sirianni screws it up, they will be calling for his job, and Philadelphia might actually move off of him. Should they? No. But I don't think McDermott or John Harbaugh is in a position where they're fired with a loss. Sirianni, it's possible.
It's possible. As crazy as that is, really, given his record and the fact that he does win playoff games. Did the line change on Bills-Ravens?
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are now underdogs.
Yeah, I just noticed that. At minus one.
First time ever at home that they've been an underdog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best game. Do we all agree on that this weekend?
Oh, there's no question. We're glad we have it on CBS, KDKA.
They're the only home dog. Everyone else is favored by a touchdown, almost. Philadelphia, 6. Detroit, 9.5. Kansas City, 8.5.
I think the Rams, what they showed the other night, they're a dangerous team.
Dangerous team.
And Matt Stafford, someone put a question mark out there, or question about... who made the better of that trade? When you look at what Detroit got, which was a king's ransom, however, the Rams got Stafford, and they won a Super Bowl already.
They won a Super Bowl.
If they win another, then that question should never be asked again. It's the Rams. And I say that only if Detroit doesn't go on a run here. But, you know, Gibbs they got, Williams they got. They got Sam Laporta plus Jared Goff plus three others, all guys who they drafted very well. The key to that was they got the picks, but they made the picks turn into star players.
Maybe the Steelers can find some sort of situation that we're not expecting that could net them a quarterback. I don't know what it would be off the top of my head. But here's the other thing about the Rams, Bob, is even last year, they went into Detroit for that playoff game, and they were very competitive, and it was a great game. Like, I'm sure we would be complaining if a Steelers season ended like that. Yeah, they finished 10-7, the Rams did. But at least you know they went in and were not just highly competitive. They played a really good game, and it went down to the wire against an excellent team. To me, that's a lot different than going in and getting your doors blown off every single time. You know what I mean? In a way, you can live with that, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. But I think all these games are going to be somewhat compelling, though. I don't know that they're going to be a blowout in any one of them. I think if you look at Detroit, I still got to believe that at some point they're going to have some problems defensively if Stroud gets some times to make plays down the field, just because they've been so banged up and they're using a lot of people who haven't played and aren't starters, but they're playing well.
You like now, Washington to cover at 9.5?
I take the points. Anytime you get that many points,
I'm taking
it, and I think they're capable of making it close.
So do I. What's the most expensive game? Limits, are you cheating by looking at that?
No, I'm not.
On the secondary ticket market, what's the most expensive of
these four games?
It has to
be Buffalo.
It has to be. But it might be Philadelphia.
It's not, and it's not even close what the most expensive one is.
Then it would have to be...
A lot of Detroit games have been very, very, very expensive to get into.
The average price tickets as low as $415.
Wow.
What's the cheapest game, Bob?
The Chiefs.
Yeah. You can get in there for $107. You want to go, Limits?
Let's take a flight out.
Is there a golf course nearby, even in the snow, you can play?
I'd love to.
I'm sure someone in Kansas City who's listening will pop and text me and ask about you.
Bob, let's talk.
I'm your caddy, literally. In every possible way here.
I love that. And if this guy can get me onto a course in Naples... My gosh, that would be wonderful. And it sounds
like
he
can. It's not just any course. He belongs to some very nice golf courses. So,
Bob, what if we drive up to Buffalo on Saturday and have dinner with Nance and Romo and then go to the game on Sunday? And Joe will be so happy at the game.
Yes, Bob. Could we do that?
No, we can't do that.
I might go to Buffalo this weekend. Pony just told me he's going to be there.
He's going to the game?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
Why is he doing
a reason?
Is there a...
I'd have to let him explain on the air. I don't want to speak for him. But that's the inclination I got from him, or the hint I got. He may be in a box.
Wow, congratulations on all his success.
I would go there, visit my parents, go out for chicken wings at Duff's, which is the greatest chicken wings in the free world, and then go to the game, Bob. What do you think of that?
I think it's wonderful. Are they expecting snow, or is it a snow-free weekend? Because you never know, and that could pop up at any time, of course.
What a wonderful question that is, Bob. And I'll get that for you momentarily. Coming up next, the big boy Mark Cabali's at 12:30. Top of the hour, let's talk about George Pickens. Let's a Tomlin quote from yesterday about Pickens, a couple of them. And then talk about this guy's future. I wrote about this for the Post-Gazette today, what I think Art the Second needs to do. Sunday in Buffalo, it's supposed to be 21 degrees with a low of 8. 8 degrees, 10-mile-an-hour winds, and a 17% chance of snow. Can you believe this, Bob, if we get a nice snow game that night?
I like snow
under
games.
Under the lights?
Knowing that they're building a stadium right nearby that's going to... I saw the plans of that Buffalo Stadium. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really like... not having it be all outdoors, but I guess half outdoors is.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.